This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sometimes he's tough-talking.
The guy has had worse Januaries than the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. Now, they might get a pardon.
Sometimes he's truth-telling.
Because if we lose the Browns and the parade, I can already predict Mayor Bibb's future. It starts with Al and ends with Paca.
But he's never tone-deaf.
What the hell are we doing?
Are you setting the tone here for what's to come over the weekend?
I'm just telling you right now, you better be dialed in.
It's time for Setting the Tone.
Oh, Kenny, I've looked forward to this one. And again, this could be the last one. This could be the last one we ever do.
You got to stop with that, with those threats.
I sometimes these take time.
Empty.
I don't have Bill Maher's writing staff. I don't have 20 people helping me out on these.
If Sarah would help you.
That didn't go well last week. So we'll see. I am very excited, Kenny, because it is the convergence of two things that matter so much in my life.
And what's that?
Live from the land. We're talking Sunday night. Now that the worst football season of my life has mercifully come to an end, we don't have the Browns to kick around anymore. But how about another failing, rudderless franchise where the glory years seem to be a distant memory, and who also sadly employed G.E. Smith to pump up the fans? We're, of course, talking about Saturday Night Live, which on Sunday will commemorate 50 years of TV, chock full of 20 years of amazing TV. And just like the Browns, the laughs seem to come and go, with people asking, when are things finally going to get turned around? Now, while we rely on a Californian to make all our big decisions on the 101, SNL has a Canadian, Lorne Michaels, and the only tax we've been paying for this import has been 7 painful seasons of Bo and Yang. But I will always give Saturday Night Live its due, as it was an instrumental part of my formative years. This was a steadying influence on my life that was always there for me on Saturday nights, unlike certain family members. This was a show that did it all for me. With the church lady, it gave me religion. With the McLaughlin group, it gave me politics.
Wrong! Eleanor, I think you're swelling or.
Do the last one.
Oh, I got more.
Pat Buchanan.
Patty Buke Buke.
With Bill Swirsky's.
Pat Buchanan Anonymics. Check your mom.
With Bill Swirsky's super fans, it gave me sports. Although if I wanted delusional football fans in costume, I'd go down to the Muni lot at 6 a.m. and hang out with Bone Lady and Macho Fan. Notice, I didn't say the Warehouse District, which thanks to the city of Cleveland has less energy than an actual warehouse. And less of a scene on Sundays than the Men's Warehouse, for that matter.
The state of our city is strong, and we're just getting started.
Special K with banana.
And now, there are really so many similarities when you think about it between my two Weekend Passions, the Browns and Saturday Night Live. On Saturdays, it's me losing it, watching a van down by the river. On Sundays, it's my team losing it near the Cuyahoga River. On Saturdays, it's sweaty balls. On Sundays, it's shoddy play calls. On Saturdays, it's massive head wound Harry. On Sundays, it's plenty of head wounds that are scary. On Saturdays, it's please don't destroy. On Sundays, it's geez, we're getting destroyed. On Saturdays, it's a Debbie Downer skit. On Sundays, it's our bad quarterback suffering a Debbie Downer hit. On Saturdays, it's more cowbell. On Sundays, it's wow, this is more Browns hell. On Saturdays, it's colon blow. On Sundays, it's our quarterback doing blow. And on Monday and on Tuesday.
That was the old
reckless
one.
And on
that
Wednesday.
Wasn't anyone recent.
And on Thursday and every day.
That's a long time ago. Multiple quarterbacks ago.
Just seemed memorable, that's all. Now, if I may take a moment to honor what I absolutely loved about SNL for so many years, it had to be the weekend update. You know, they mix in news and politics and culture. Now, if I were to power rank my favorite anchors with a nod to Kevin Nealon's Mr. Subliminal character, they would go as follows. Number one, Dennis Miller, radical right winger. Number two, Seth Meyers, left wing loon. Number three, Norm MacDonald, mostly when he did OJ jokes. Colin Quinn, couldn't read a cue card. Jimmy Fallon, Ken thinks he stinks and isn't funny.
Terrible.
Tina Fey, your Sarah Palin got real old real fast. And Colin Jost and Michael Che, 10 years of fairly solid racist jokes aimed at each other.
Where's Norm MacDonald at?
I had him. I said, tells a bunch of good OJ jokes.
But who was the best?
Number one for me was Dennis Miller.
You guessed it. Frank Stallone.
Now, what I'm looking forward to the most. Norm MacDonald was probably the best for some people. What I was looking forward to the most for this special is how they'll incorporate the musical guests. Will Kendrick Lamar be back performing in flare jeans he borrowed from my wife's high school closet? Will Kanye West be there to pull off a shocking stunt? And will his wife show up in roughly the same amount of clothing David Njoku does a press conference in? And note to Kanye.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He should probably issue a correction on a previous tweet of his regarding Hitler. You do not, under any circumstances, gotta hand it to him. Now, I do expect show icons Paul McCartney and Paul Simon to give a special performance. And then most likely, Dave Grohl will shoehorn his way into a self-serving comeback tour. And since, unfortunately, Sinead O'Connor is no longer with us, perhaps in a fun twist, the Pope will come out and replicate an all-time subversive show moment and tear up a photo of another former SNL host.
The Tone Master General tells it like he sees it.
All right, are you going to watch this on Sunday night, Kenny? Did I?
Is that the end of Setting the Tone?
That's the end. Is this going to get you excited? I talked about it on the Emerging Podcast.
Yeah, why not?
I did tell you, I think there is one individual in particular that has to be there on Sunday night. Somebody they've had a relationship with for damn near 30 years.
Who?
President Trump has to be at this.
Oh, you said that during the podcast. That's right. Thank you. Sorry.
This is going to be like the biggest ticket. Every celebrity wants to be on the show, and every celebrity wants to perform.
That's not the conspiracy that's afoot, by the way. I had something else, but yeah. That would sure as hell be something.
They've had 8 different characters do Trump over the years, cast members. They've had 8 different do Trump. They've been talking about Donald Trump for so long, I think he's got to be on this show. Now, would he do it? He'd probably say no.
He's not going to, because he's got to go to the Daytona 500. And I'm not going to be watching SNL 50 because I'm going to be watching the Daytona 500, the 65th running of the Great American Race.
Now, what time does that start?
It's supposed to start at 2:30, but it's going to start at like 4:45, and it's going to rain, and I'm going to be mad.
Is he doing the green flag or the gentleman start your engines?
We'll probably do the... He might be the... Well, that's the Grand Marshal, right?
Grand Marshal,
command to start engines. And then they did... The last time he was there, he did the lap around the track in the Beast.
Yeah. Were you surprised, by the way, when we found out this was the first ever Super Bowl that a president attended?
I was really shocked.
That doesn't even seem
I didn't understand
possible.
That. Richard Nixon was a huge football fan. He tried to give Don Shula plays.
I think this
Harrison
was
Ford, he was watching the college football game on the plane.
This was a security thing in the past.
Yeah, I could understand that. I mean, Gerald Ford played football.
At Michigan.
Yeah.
That doesn't make him my favorite president.
Of course Ken knows it.
I just was surprised.
Ronald Reagan was the Gipper. I like Notre Dame.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Go ahead, make your jokes. Make your Reagan jokes.
In a real game?
Does SNL's 50th anniversary, does it start with a musical performance or a sketch?
Sketch.
Church Lady?
Oh, God, what would they start with? Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. He was there.
What's the neighborhood?
Mr. Robinson's.
That's it.
Okay.
You got to start with Eddie. Because he's the most biggest controversial one with Lorne, the whole deal.
What are they going to do with Chevy Chase, who is just now universally hated by everybody?
I don't know what to do with him. I don't know what to do with Chevy Chase. That's a sad one right there. I love Chevy Chase. Bill Murray? Can they do something with Bill Murray?
Yeah, he's 100%.
Well, he did his cocktail singer last time.
I got a better conspiracy theory.
Go.
SNL 50, Andy Kaufman comes back.
People think he's not dead.
Andy Kaufman comes back. SNL 50. It would blow the doors off the world.
Oh, it would be one of the best. He's been waiting
and
for all these years.
He reads the JFK files. My head would explode like scanners.
Boom. Mic drop.
Sorry. There are people texting me. Friends, not anybody, you know.
So your friends are nobodies.
Well, I'm just saying, you know what, that did sound bad. Not like a source or anything like that, because I did say to Daryl earlier, I did say somebody who is a coach feels that Shador is a headache. There is conspiracy afoot, and this does have a little bit to it, or you have to consider it. Deion's going back to coach of Colorado. We all know that this year. But we keep saying, well, you know, the season, who knows? And it's like, well, if they get off on the wrong foot, say they win like 6 games, but Shador looks good, could they make a move to head coach position? Because there's some people like, well, wouldn't they just get Deion? It's like, yeah, it would be a conversation.
All right.
He could go back to Colorado, which he is, win 6 games, and go, this is for the birds. I'm going to go coach my son. Bye. That's something I hate to put it out there in the ether like that, but that's something you have to think about. And that's going to scare a hell of a lot of people more than push them more towards Shador Sanders. See, I would like to take the guy. We've talked about this, but I have to consider all the options. I'm just trying to be fair and right down the middle.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.